This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are to save the day. It's 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. We were just talking about things that happened this past year, and Victoria came up with a great line. You know, in the headlines of the news, people say, this is unprecedented, or this is amazing. You know, some kind of adjective that that'll instill fear in the hearts of young and old. So, Victoria had a great line. You want to share it? I won't take credit for it.
Well, I didn't. It's not mine. I reposted it, but I saw that someone had tweeted, I'm really just ready for some precedented times. And I was like, no, that just sums up how so many people are feeling. Yeah. Let's just go back to the boring, old, normal ways of life and where every day it's not another unprecedented this or unprecedented that. Let's just go back to precedented.
Sign me up.
Bingo. Yep, we go back to the gossip about people. And speaking of that, a lot of people in the focus, as usual today, here we have former Governor Andrew Cuomo, who apparently is getting out of at least part of his problem, right? He's not going to face criminal charges for these allegations of unwanted kissing.
Yeah.
So how many of those? And there is somebody saying that he fondled my breasts or grabbed me in the butt or any of that. What were some of these charges against him?
Well, I don't know if that was ever in that report, but in Westchester, where they're not pursuing anything. Now, this doesn't mean that in Manhattan that they won't, but in Westchester County, that district attorney said that they found evidence to back up the allegations, but then they would have to they'd have to go after a whole change to the statutory requirements.
Does he live in Westchester? Is that the
I think
Albany
someone
is where the
right?
Oh, somebody lives there. Okay.
I think that's where someone lived. It was one of the accusers. It doesn't mean anything against civil litigation. It just means he won't have any criminal charges brought up.
Yeah, but I'm sure
he's going to have plenty of civil stuff.
Right. All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger and his former wife, Maria Shriver, they've been 10 years trying to get divorced, or at least they split 10 years ago after it was found that he had a baby with the housekeeper, right? Wasn't that the story?
Yeah.
Among other things. I think she knew all along that he was a womanizer. There's no secret there. But they also seem to be friends and get along quite well. I remember, if you go up Sunset Boulevard from the PCH, there's a long driveway up into the hills, which is where they live in this big house with a lot of land around it. And it's funny, I remember driving by there one day about 10 years ago, and there were all these photographers and news people and news vans parked at the bottom of the driveway, like they love to do. This is something that I've always liked her. She comes from an interesting family connected to the Kennedys. Schwarzenegger, they were a good couple. They looked good. They sounded good. They're both smart. She seemed to be fascinated with him early on, but he hasn't been. He was unfaithful. I remember stories. I think I told a story on the air once of a woman who was very big in talk radio, Joy Brown. I know you two ladies remember her. She passed away a couple of years ago. She was the first of the radio psychologists. Mm. And she started her career in Boston, and I'd known her since then. She and I were great friends through the course of both of our careers. And she told me a story one day about when she was doing the program locally in Boston, she interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then when he left the studio, he had left something behind. So he called the station and wanted to know if somebody had found it. And Joy said to the producer, yeah, I've got it. And so she said, I'll bring it over to you at the hotel, which was her first mistake. And she goes to the hotel and calls up from downstairs, and he invites her to come up to bring the thing up, and they have a nightcap or something. So he comes to the door, and he's naked except for a towel wrapped around him. That was the so she never went into the room. But that, you know, that sort of is the bellwether of lots of stories that you hear about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anyway, good actor, interesting American, has done great things with his lives, but he still is a cheating. What do you, what ladies, what words do you use for somebody like that? Huh?
Not, he's certainly not a good husband, yeah.
No.
I mean, it's cheater. It's odd that it took them 10 years, though.
I think they went back and forth. I don't think that they were serious. At the beginning, she was angry with him, but I think they went back and forth and back and forth for a long time as to whether they ought to or not, yada, yada.
Well, this kind of goes to show with other celebrities who are doing the whole, like, the judge deeming them legally single so they can move on with their love lives while saving all the other stuff for another day.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, that all sort of, there are many men who believe that monogamy is outdated or never was something that we were never meant to be with just one person. But it gets in the way of how the church wants us to handle things like that if we believe in that sort of thing, or just common decency. If you're supposed to be in love with somebody or you're attached to somebody, then you don't go hanging around with somebody else. Isn't that just common decency? Much of anything else? I won't. The thing that comes into my mind is to ask you both what would happen if you caught your husband cheating, but I'm not going to put you in that place because I don't want to even visualize that because I can't imagine. I don't know Ryan, who's Jay's husband, but she talks wonderfully fondly about him. But I do know Lewis, who is Victoria's husband, and I like him a lot. there's the other side of it, women cheating on their husbands. And what do you do about it? It always seems to have a different twist. When the woman cheats on the man, it seems to have a different twist than men. Now, this is a man speaking, so maybe it's just my interpretation of it. And I'm sure the ladies may have a different point of view. But I think
women and men cheat for different reasons. I think that I think that's very commonly understood that men and women just, you know, don't cheat for the same reasons. So, and a lot of women are just better at it and don't get caught. So, it's true. There have been so many polls where, you know, anonymously men and women have been polled, have you ever cheated on a spouse or, you know, in a relationship? Way more women admit anonymously to cheating than the men did. It was there are numerous polls have shown that. But the women just don't get caught because we're just, you know, smarter about it. Men are kind of clumsy when it comes to cheating.
If I said that, you'd be all over me.
You would
be ripping me from stem to stern.
Well, I think there are some things that men are better at than women, and, like, I don't want to...
not one of them.
No, I don't think so, because men just are not as complicated, and I think women understand, you know, I don't know, our brains are wired differently.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jay, you want to weigh in on this, or am I going to keep going, because I'll move on?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I thought. Okay. So, this is a story about, this is one of those things. We've been talking about this back and forth and scratching our head trying to wonder how they came up with a sentence of 110 years for this guy, Rogel Aguilera Medeiros, the truck driver, if you can't remember, who was sentenced to 110 years in prison for a crash on the interstate outside of Denver that killed four people. It certainly wasn't his fault, in the sense he didn't go out there looking
for
these people.
To,
no. So what has now the fellow who prosecuted him, who didn't expect that he was going to get a 110-year sentence, has gone back to the drawing board suggesting that he get 20 or so years in the slammer. So how does this? It's very unusual.
Well, this became a petition.
So complicated. Yeah.
This story just went viral, and then people were realizing, like, this is, you know, other truck drivers were lobbying for his release, for his commutation from the governor, and 5 million people signed an online petition at change.org saying that the crash was not intentional, and 110 years. He's 26 years old. He has a wife and a young child. I mean, it just sounded like an absurd sentence. I mean, the judge said, look, this is just a stupid law and there's nothing I can do about it. But I thought it was interesting that the judge has agreed to hear that both sides of this again on January 13th. And so there could be a chance that this gets reduced. And this has been a national outcry.
Here's another interesting twist on the same sort of thing. A lady named Michelle Ludzinski, who lives in, well, she was not from New Jersey originally. She walked out of a prison yesterday in your state of New Jersey after the Supreme Court there overturned her murder conviction in the death of her five-year-old son. Now, this was 1991. She was arrested, I think, in 2013, if I'm not mistaken, 2014. She was in jail for 3 years before she went to trial, which is an outrage in and of itself. And then it looks like there
is... She was sentenced to 30 years.
Right.
With no possibility of parole. And so she was arrested in 2014. So she had been in this facility since 2017. And then it was kind of a cold case. It was really went unsolved for years.
But it was 1991, she reported,
Yeah, she reported that her son was missing, and then his body was found later on not far from the house, and with a blanket from that I guess had belonged to her around him or something. But there was no evidence, and there was never even a cause of death. And so the reason the Supreme Court overturned this is because they said, if you don't even have a cause of death, how can you determine that this was homicide? And so this woman, they released her, and now because of double jeopardy, she can never be tried again for the same crime. So
she's
free.
Wonder, there's a story floating around about this woman from Georgia who was arrested this week. She's a suspect in killing her five-year-old child. What in the world goes on with parents? And shouldn't there be a test? You know, we have all these tests. I always think there ought to be courses in parenting, and there ought to be lessons for people who, you know, this is the toughest job there is, and yet where is there any educational focus on how to raise a child properly? I mean, you got Dr. Spock and all that other stuff, but I just think that we don't pay enough attention to important things like that, and thus you have these things. I don't know. Who knows whether this mother is, I mean, looking at pictures of this child, I don't know, God love these, looking at a child like that and thinking that something awful happened to her is just upsetting, makes my stomach sick, frankly.
Yeah.
18 past the hour, this is the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GOOD.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our trending segment this hour. Jay Kirshner on the ready, as is Victoria. I kind of, it's kind of with some of the things I sit it out. Once in a while, though, I'll throw a rock into the discussion. What about Big and Chris Noth? Anything cooking there this week, or is that all quiet on the Western and Eastern front?
Other than he was seen taking a walk alone on Christmas, not much.
No, he's up in the, he has a home in Western Mass, and that's I think where was he there on Christmas or was that New York City?
He was in Central Park on Christmas Day, but he had been up in Western Mass before that. But everyone spied him, and like TMZ was already talking to him, so he probably figured he could have more anonymity just going back to New York City.
New York, yeah, right. Well, I mean, how does a guy like that walk across Central Park and not be recognized?
Everybody's in a hat and coat, and New Yorkers don't look around.
Yeah, I was just going to say, New York people aren't looking at other people's faces. It's just like, leave me alone, let me do my own thing, and you do you.
I met him because my chihuahua jumped on him. That's how I met him. So
really?
I wasn't even looking up. Like, I looked up, and I went, oh, my God, Mr. Big. Like,
yeah. Did you say that?
Yes, and he laughed. He was running. He was stretching, getting ready to go for a run. Mm-hmm. He was really
big.
He was nice and he was not creepy, but I guess you know, maybe he has a type and I'm not his type, as Trump would say.
So speaking of this all, it's been not great promotion, but it's kept the whole business of Sex and the City on the top of people's minds. So now along comes Cynthia Nixon, who certainly has been very important to the four original cast members, and she was in this revival. And now it looks like, are we misinterpreting this, Jay, that she wasn't that excited about coming back to play her role. Miranda, what's the scoop here?
Yeah, yeah. So Kim Cattrall wasn't the only one who was kind of like, I don't want to come back to this. Cynthia Nixon felt like if they were going to do a revival for Sex and the City, they needed to do it right. A lot of the things that left her kind of irked from the first one was how it was a little tone deaf on different things like it lacked diversity, gender situations, and so she was just very adamant that if she's going to do this again, that she wanted to have that be a point. And she talked to Sarah Jessica Parker, creator Michael Patrick King, other co-star Kristen Davis, and they were all like, "No, we totally agree. We have to do this. We have to
be brought to modern times."
Yeah. Yeah. Was it just talk, or did they do it? What are some of the examples?
No, they absolutely did. Yeah,
what did they do?
There's more diversity in the characters regarding race, religion, gender identity.
Well, it reflects New York. It was the whitest show ever, and it just had no. There was just no realism to it. It was. It was
and
so
as,
white.
And as amazing as that show was, it was great in the late 90s, early aughts. It doesn't. A lot of the storylines do not hold up today, and so that was Cynthia Nixon's thing of, no, we need to update this, and everybody else was completely on board with it, and they're like, yeah, let's do it.
Well, between that and Kim Cattrall and the big thing, Sex and the City, I would say, is finished after this run. Yes?
Well, they're doing another season.
I disagree.
Yeah.
You think it's
really?
Not done.
Well, Big's not even on the show. He already died.
Right.
What will be sad is how are they eventually going to deal with Willie Garson's death? Because on the show, they just wrote him off that he went to Italy. But I don't know. They're going to have to acknowledge his death next season.
Eventually,
next season.
Sometime. All right, well, it is very interesting to see how people are so wrapped up in things like this. It's very interesting. It is. So the story, as you say, goes on. 28 past the hour.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want, that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right in the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ghislaine Maxwell has been found guilty.
A jury handed down its verdict on Wednesday following days of deliberations in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. The jury considered the case after hearing weeks of testimony during a trial in a New York federal court. Maxwell awaits sentencing and faces a maximum sentence of 65 years behind bars. The verdict comes more than 2 years after Epstein took his own life while in jail awaiting trial on similar charges. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It should be noted Epstein's death is in dispute. Both the FBI and the Department of Justice Inspector General have ongoing investigations surrounding his demise. President Biden will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this afternoon ahead of a series of diplomatic talks in January over Russia's military buildup on its border with Ukraine. The call was requested by Vladimir Putin. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former President Barack Obama remembers his friend, Senator Harry Reid.
Harry Mason Reid Jr. was an American lawyer and politician who served as Nevada senator from 1987 to 2017. He led the Senate Democrat caucus from 2005 to 2017 and was a Senate majority leader from 2007 to 2015. President Obama on MSNBC remembers his friend.
I'm going to miss him. I don't know anybody who understands his roots, where he came from, what it means to not have anything when you're born and scramble and scrape and work to get something.
Harry Reid died Tuesday in the Las Vegas suburb of Henderson, Nevada, at the age of 82. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden is facing calls from more liberal members of his party to use executive actions to bypass Congress and pass his $1.75 trillion Build Back Better plan. In the latest push, Democratic campaign strategist Kevin Walling said in a Fox News opinion piece that Democrats should unite to pass a compromise version of the bill. However, the Biden administration should work with the House and Senate progressives to explore executive actions. What happens in Vegas will stay in Vegas this New Year's Eve. More than 300,000 visitors are expected in Las Vegas this weekend since the city is not canceling or scaling back plans for New Year's Eve gatherings. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now on today's DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer's off this week. We're exploring what's going on around the country as we do every day. Sometimes it's a business-related conversation. Sometimes it's about people. Sometimes it's about the things. And the end of the year is upon us, and we're all kind of looking back. I know one of the things that I do in addition to this program is a show on farming for the small farmer. It's called the American Family Farmer Show. I actually do a couple of other programs. One of them is the DJV Health Show. We do the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, and then the American Family Farmer. And so as you listen to some of the promos for this program, and once in a while we drop in a promotional announcement for the American Family Farmer, there are a number of things as I look back on the year that have gone on in the world of farming and agriculture and food, which is all part of what we talk about. It's the farm, family, food connection. A couple of the recent AFF, which is the American Family Farmer, broadcasts and podcasts, focus on dairy pricing, where good dairy is, how important some technology items are for the modern family farmer, how to keep up with things. It's been a very difficult year, last couple of years, not only for all of us, but farming especially. And we know that because we have found specifically in two very notable times that there was no food on the grocery store shelves, or there were shortages of lots of stuff. One of the things that we also have talked about recently is the quality of the soil and how that impacts you, the consumer, because the quality of the food you eat is going to be directly related to the soil health. The seeds are planted in good soil, going to have good product. Seeds are planted in bad soil with all kinds of chemicals in it, you're going to have bad product. And so anyway, there are I offer solutions and people who have been successful operating farms. So I just pass that along. I keep going off on the EPA because of the stupid regulations that have come back into the fore. You can hear all of these comics and how they affect you. American Family Farmer podcasts free. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is the website, or Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I guess, Victoria and Jay, the number one thing in terms of how it affected us and our food is the number of PPP loans and federal loans that were given to fake farmers. There was an investigation.
Horrible.
That was one of the big things this past year, man.
The stuff that popped up in New Jersey, that cabbage company, it's cabbage with a K, and no one really knows anything about it, and they finally tracked it down to some restaurant, and the restaurant owner said, I don't even have a dog, let alone cows.
Like,
it was just crazy. Yeah, it was insane. So it was just all fake stuff. There's so much fraud. I think we're going to be in lawsuits for years to come trying to recoup some of those
bad
losses.
Leadership. You know, those of you, and even farmers who love Trump, you got screwed badly by Sonny Perdue. I don't think Trump ever is not a credit or a demerit for Trump because he didn't know. He's a New Yorker, eats hamburgers. He doesn't know from nothing about farms. Didn't care. Sonny Perdue was the last person that was picked. Trump didn't even know him. He didn't even know him when he put him into the job. Somebody said, appoint this guy. And he was a good old boy connected to the Southern networks. And, you know, he was a horror show.
Well, and where you see the big money, you know, went to the South.
Yeah.
Three states on the coast
dollars.
got the least amount. I mean, it's pretty obvious how political this was. It was really, and this is from the Government Accountability Office. This is a bipartisan report that came out saying, okay, this is a lot of money that was misappropriated.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, a lot of things happened this past year that were kind of weird. Some were odd, some were funny, some were sad. And I'm looking at one of the things, I was just kind of scrolling through some of the things, because that's what happens this time of year, right? Everybody, this is the best most of the time I reject spending time, wasting time on things that are in the past. But the story in my own neck of the woods about the two-headed turtle was something that, at first it was amusing, and then you stop and think about why there was a two-headed turtle. And you think about going back to the farm stuff and what's put into the water and what's in the soils. And so, you know, there's a reason for a two-headed turtle. And there's a reason for some of the other two-headed fish that you see here and there and a lot of other abnormalities. And I'm not here to grouse necessarily. I make my points clearly when I'm talking about stuff like this. And back to the farm thing, the health of the soil, the health of the air, the health of the water is all going to determine your future, your happiness, your health. And that's why, you know, you look at, okay, so there was a two-headed turtle. Well, how did that happen? How come there are two-headed turtles? Well, you can say, well, there always have been two-headed turtles. Well, there are more of them now than there ever have been. This one was on Cape Cod, as a matter of fact. And then during the year, the wildlife folks down there found a couple of more examples of weird things that have come about as a result of the pollution in the water. And I'm not one. I think Victoria is much stronger on these sort of. I don't go off And I'm not suggesting that you do, Victoria, but I kind of like to be a little more moderate when it comes to some of these things. But the more evidence I see of things happening, because I am close to the animal life, I'm close to farm, I'm close to what goes on in the soil, I see
sure.
it, I hear it, I sense it, I give more credence to Victoria's point of view. We have to be a little more active. Perhaps a little more isn't even strong enough. We got to be much more active in understanding where our food comes from, who's controlling the food supply. And so I'm doing the farm show now, and I probably
well, but you know, it's not just farming though, and the reason that it bothers me and is because I grew up at the beach. I live at the beach now again after living in Manhattan for a chunk of time, and to see all the plastic that washes up on the beach every day, and how much pollution, how much we're just dumping garbage into the ocean, and fish and you see it, fish are dying, and they're just their whole insides are just loaded with plastic. We're I don't know what we're doing to this planet, but you know what? It's this out of sight, out of mind, and
yeah.
you're in the dirt every day. I've been to the farm, you know, you're so connected to it. I feel very connected to the beach community and to the ocean. And,
yeah.
but if you're not in those, you know, sort of two places, then you're living the rest of, you know, you're living in suburbia like the rest of America.
No.
And your garbage goes away, your garbage gets taken away, and you don't really ever know where it goes.
Where does it go?
No, it doesn't matter where you live. Drive down any interstate and take a look at the side of the road, and you will see how much litter is just on the side of the road. You don't have to be on a farm or live by a beach to see it. Just open your eyes.
By the way, a farm story, because I'm gone this week from the farm. I have one of the young fellows that works on the farm takes care of Daisy for me, and she loves him. He's a great kid. And so they have their good exploration adventures together. And Daisy has become, Daisy first came to the farm, she didn't know what to make of all the other animals, and so she'd chase them around get to a point where they were faster than she was, so they could duck and cover. and that was for the goats. She didn't really do that with the cows. But she did it with the ducks and the chickens and everything else that's wandering around the farmyard. So I would make sure that she listens to me, and she'd look at me, and if she wanted to go chase, like she'd chase the chickens around, and then she'd want to get into the rabbit hutch. And, so sooner or later she learned her lesson in a couple of different ways. But, Hayden sent me a note yesterday, that she's always, the ducks walk around the barnyard and they sort of sit wherever there's a puddle, and we've created some pools for them and that sort of thing. But Daisy would look at them from afar and she'd want to go, you know, you could tell by looking at her eyes, she wanted the hairs up on the back of her, on her back, and she wants to go chase them. So yesterday Hayden sent me a note and a picture of Daisy walking up to a duck. And her nose hit the ducks. The ducks didn't run away, and Daisy didn't chase them. They just sort of, because she's now used to it, all of the stuff that's there. And so she just walks around and walks among them. You should see her walking among the goats. Now, this is what brought this into my mind, because you came to visit the farm last summer.
Oh, my God, I wanted to take every baby goat home with me.
Yeah, the goats all over the place.
They're so cute.
And so Daisy, who wanted to chase them originally, didn't know, you know, she didn't know what she was going to do with them. She did once get a chicken, and she didn't know what to do. Just let it go. But in terms of the sort of peaceful coexistence, the idea that she knows that they belong there, mm-hmm. and that she's not going to, you know, they're not trying to do anything to her, and she's not doing anything to them. But just the picture, just imagine, those of you who are listening, the imagery in your mind of a dog, an English bulldog, walking up to a duck. And the duck didn't run, and the dog didn't chase. So the ducks just sat there in the pool of water, and Daisy went over sniffing around. Daisy is the sniffingest dog I've ever had. I've had a lot of dogs in my life.
Oh, that's good. She's curious. That's good.
Oh, my God. She's into everything. Yeah, literally, she's into everything. Anyway, I just thought, enough of the farm stuff. Here's the story. Remember the story this past year of the woman in Florida who drove naked on a golf course through she was drunk, and there was a murder on a Palm Beach golf course early in the year.
Oh, I do remember this.
Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't remember the details, but this is, yeah, it sounded strange.
Yeah. You know, some of that kind of stuff that we remember as much as anything else. But there are plenty of things to remember, and off and on we'll just touch on them here and there. The ones that I don't want. I'd rather look ahead and think about who would you like to see make what resolution for the new year. Oftentimes we talk about, okay, we're going to lose weight, we're going to stop smoking, we're going to do all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. But those people that we talk about all the time, like Joe Biden, what do you suppose his New Year's resolution? I'm sure there are a lot of people who both like him and don't like him who'd come up with a resolution. Okay, Joe, do this or do that, or don't do this and don't do that. And maybe we can do that for all of us. You know, I'm thinking about things that I want to do, that I ought to do, that I want to resolve to do in the new year. And there's things that are, you kick the can down the road only so far, and then you got to deal with it. And I've done a few of those things in my business life, and so this year I got to deal with it. What about you, ladies? What are you, in terms of thinking about what you can do to win big this year, what do you have to resolve to do? Have you thought about it at all, either of you?
Honestly, no.
I haven't even.
I am just trying to get through each quarter day at a time.
Well, you've had some challenges because your new son, Mac, has been sick, especially lately, and you've had your own illness stuff that you don't talk much about because you're a trooper. But, you know, there are those things. We all, I think, should hold the thought for the new year to be as healthy as we possibly can. Healthy of mind, body, and spirit. That's one of the things. People kind of need to get off it. And I say this, and we talk about trending stuff all the time, and the people that are so fascinated with having the television set on to Fox News or MSNBC or whatever it is. And I mean, here in the hotel where I've been staying in Los Angeles, I've been looking at stuff like I never have looked at it before, and I find it appalling, frankly, the garbage that's there. It's just appalling. Stop watching. How's that for advice or a resolution? 10 before the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's, I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select style ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product.
I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Well, here we are at the end of the year, looking forward to the new year. And you know how much I love astrology and my friends that are astrologers, especially Maria Trilogy, who is about as good as anybody that you can find. She's put together a lot of information. We're certainly not going to get through it in 5 minutes. I think perhaps a perspective. Sometimes I ask you for specifics, Maria, when you're here. Sometimes I ask you for generalities. In general, as the year comes to a close and you look at the astrological lineup for the next year, what do you see?
Well, other than, of course, what we just got the news of some new variant coming in with this virus, I am very, very, very hopeful for 2022. I really feel that 2022 is going to be all about you, meaning all of us personally. Taking stock of our lives, looking at where we are emotionally and where our finances are, where our loved ones are, where our health is. You know, we're reviewing these last 2 years and coming up with where the planets are aligning is giving us an opportunity to look at the new year in a new way, to support who we are as human beings and how we're relating to everything around us. We've been very, very distracted, obviously. And when we look at the bigger picture, we see that there are changes on our planet that are extreme, extreme for what we are most familiar with. So with Jupiter in Pisces and Neptune in Pisces and Pluto in Capricorn, these planetary lineups are finally saying, okay, let's get grounded, let's get practical, let's find new ways of moving forward and doing it in a way where we can, you know, enjoy some aspect of our life. These last 2 years have been very upsetting. And and people have lived in so much fear. So I'm very hopeful for 2022 that it is going to bring us an opportunity to look at each other and look at the world in a new way, with more compassion and more kindness for what we've been able to sustain. You know, we've lost a lot. We've transitioned a lot. We've had to learn how to be a new kind of human being. So I believe that now, as I said, with this lineup of planets, no matter, the work relationship is different. The school systems are different. We are now doing health on a Zoom call. Telehealth is here to stay. You know, people are transitioning in every aspect of their life, and how do we do it? So this year, 2022, is going to be, how are you going to move forward and have some hope for living a good life as everything continues? Because 2022 is going to be, you know, we are bringing some of 2021 with us.
Yeah.
And we have to figure out how we are going to do this better than these last 2 years. We haven't been able to get hold of everything because mm-hmm. it's been so upsetting. And, you know, look at what's going on with weather. All of these factors are affecting us. So with the planetary lineup for 2022, it's like, okay, we are now going to have an opportunity to sit ourselves down and say, what are we going to do now? How are we going to do this better? And there's going to be a new kind of strength that can come to each of us as we look at, you know, I truly believe in God, in spirit, in the ability to trust that I can do this. And no matter who we are and where we are, there is going to be some modicum of hopefulness. That's what I believe.
All right. How do people reach out to you, those who are listening now that would like to have perhaps an update or something new that they've never experienced before? How do they find you?
Yeah, they can find me in two ways. I'm going to give you my office number, 310-548-1338 or SMBWORKS, SMBWORKS at earthlink.net.
310-548-1338 for Maria, or SMBWORKS at earthlink.net. Maria Trilogy here on the DJV program with Happy New Year wishes to everybody. It's 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.